Derek James and his wife took their grandson, Gabriel, to a different destination on the edge of Norwich, the Aviation Museum. John Francis will tell us you can learn a lot from your grandchildren.
Yes, the boy had been. Would he like to go back? Yes, he would. Very much. So off we went, with 9-year-old Gabriel leading the way, to the City of Norwich Aviation Museum for another of our grand days out for Let's Talk. I'd written about it, but had never visited. Now I wish I had. What a wonderful place. Where else could you be taken inside a Hawker Siddeley Nimrod and be told the extraordinary story of the plane across the world by the likes of Clyde Brown? Clyde, a man who knows an awful lot about aircraft, is one of the volunteers at this delightful museum next to Norwich Airport. If you, like us, have heard about this museum but never been, well, you should go. From the moment you walk in, you receive a warm welcome from the volunteers who look after the day-to-day running of the museum. People like Linda Marks, so friendly and helpful, and you can tell how they love the museum and want to share its story with you. What a story it has to tell of the RAF, the USAAF, and aviation history across our region. It's told so well in easy-to-follow and fascinating displays. There's certainly been enormous thought put into it. Bob Cossey has written a fascinating guidebook telling the story of the museum, Norwich Airport, RAF Horsham, St Faith, and much more. It was in 1977 when employees of the Eastern Counties Omnibus Company inaugurated a successful aviation enthusiasts group with activities centering around meetings and visits to airfields and museums. But with the main objective being to set up a society dedicated to the purchase and preservation of aircraft, parts of aircraft, and just about anything else to do with aviation and its long and proud history. It was an extraordinary achievement, and with support and backing from Norwich City Council, Norfolk County Council, and many other people, a site was found in 1984 with access from Horsham St Faith, and work began putting this museum together. Today, there are so many special displays, along with a fantastic collection of aircraft to admire, and a tea room, a gift shop, and more. What do you think of it, Grandpa? Asked Gabriel as we walked around. Well, it's fantastic, I said. I thought you'd like it. Come and have a look at this, he said, leading the way. Rolls-Royce were good engines, you know, he said as we were on our way to look at the story of the 74F Tiger Squadron, which was based at RAF Horsham St Faith, RAF Coldishall, and finally at RAF Wattisham. Apart from the aircraft, large and small, on show, there's plenty to look at and to read. The story of the GIs and the American Air Force in Norfolk and Suffolk during the Second World War is a story which is being passed from one generation to the next, thanks to this museum. But don't take my word for it. Go and have a look for yourself. For opening times, events and prices at the City of Norwich Aviation Museum, take a look online at www.cnam.org.uk.
Thank you, John.